Hello and welcome to episode 26 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we continue Wild West Week by taking a look at the mysterious sailing stones of Death Valley. It's hard not to be mentally drawn to a place called Death Valley. I mean, it's got death right in the name. But a section of the famed desert on the western border of Arizona is our destination for today's episode. There's a dried up lake bed there called Racetrack Playa. It gets its name from the tracks left behind in the hard caked mud. Tracks made by half ton boulders. These sailing stones have baffled geologists for quite a while now. After all, how can a massive rock move with absolutely no help by any living thing? And I don't just mean move. Some of these rocks zigzag across the desert floor, leaving miles and miles of trails behind them. Adding even more fun to the mix, these stones have actually never been taped or photographed in motion. So how does it happen? Well, to be honest, we really don't know yet. There are a couple of theories, and all of them involve the intrusion of rain that Racetrack Playa gets every year. It's important to remember that while Death Valley may hit the hundreds in temperature every day, at night the desert is freezing. One theory capitalizes on this idea, saying that when water falls in the playa, it freezes at night and expands rapidly into sheets of ice. Add to that winds that reach 90 miles an hour to propel the ice sheets along and plow them into the rocks, providing the force needed to get the rocks moving. This idea is not unlike the concept of the moraines that you find all around us here in Wisconsin, where the glaciers during the Ice Age pushed rocks all along in front of them all the way down through Canada and into the United States and left them behind in long mounds once the ice started to melt. So that makes sense. Another theory, though, is that after a rainfall, the surface layer of the mud on the playa is soft and wet enough that those 90-mile-an-hour winds can push the rocks along the valley all by themselves, again, leaving the trail. Whatever the cause, the sailing stones of Death Valley's Racetrack Playa are one of the great geological wonders of our planet. Thanks for tuning into episode 26 of the Daily Brainwave. I apologize that my voice is kind of hoarse. I spent yesterday screaming my guts out on, about 10 different roller coasters and a couple more thrill rides over at Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio. Drove back and pulled in today, but I got recorded all of next week's episodes out there. I'm really excited to share with you a bunch of roller coaster themed facts straight from really the best amusement park in the world. If you have any comments or questions about the show or have an idea for a show topic or theme week, send them to me at sean@dailybrainwave.com. That's S-E-A-N at dailybrainwave.com. Also, don't forget to review the show on the Zune Marketplace, iTunes, or wherever you download it from. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we wrap up Wild West Week by taking a look at one of the most enthralling characters of the Wild West. Indeed, one of the people who created the whole image of the cowboys and Indians, Wild West craziness that still endures to this day. The one and only Buffalo Bill Cody.